Welcome, beautiful souls, to another episode of Grace, Grit, and Glow. I'm your host, Nikki Tang, and today I have prepared a truly inspiring and empowering episode lineup for you. As a woman entrepreneur in the beauty industry, I know that the path to success is often paved with creativity, passion, and a powerful vision. Today, we dive deep into the theme of leading with a vision and explore the qualities that make a leader truly exceptional. So, buckle up, beauty enthusiasts. We're diving deep into a world where beauty isn't just skin deep. It's about feeling good, shopping smart, and making choices that ripple positivity throughout the industry. Get ready for a beautiful ride. Our journey today starts with the essence of vision. A leader with a clear vision is like a lighthouse, guiding their team through the stormy seas of challenges. As a woman entrepreneur in the beauty industry, how have you developed and communicated your vision? Let me share with you a little bit of my story and how I became an entrepreneur. For me, leadership started when I was born. I'm the eldest in the brood of six from a conservative Filipino-Chinese family. Being the eldest, I have to live up to my parents' expectations. We grew up in a Chinatown in Binondo, one of the oldest and busiest Chinatowns in the world. It was the center of trade and commerce in Manila, and so even as a kid, I already had exposure to the front end and back end of the business world. At a very young age, my parents instilled in me the value of discipline and hard work, making me understand that it is not easy to run a business, and even harder to ensure that the business earns money. After graduation, I trained with a major beauty product brand that later worked in the oral hygiene industry for 2 years. I think the catalyst for my venture into the beauty industry emerged from my mom's prodding. It was she who initially piqued my interest and set me on the path that defines my current business. My mom, drawing from our connections, imparted valuable information from a prominent dermatologist friend. This revelation centered around a groundbreaking anti-aging product, instantly capturing my attention. The notion that anti-aging held more promise than oral care wasn't merely a fleeting idea. Success isn't solely born from ideas, right? It requires dedicated hard work over years to manifest. Prior to launching the business, I had to do extensive research on this product. Today, I take pride in stating that my entry into the beauty industry caused a significant disruption. However, this achievement didn't come without its challenges. I had to methodically carve my path to establish a presence in the industry. Notably, even industry giants like Amazon and L'Oreal spent years before attaining recognition and success in their respective domains, with many companies requiring 5 to 10 years to truly take off. As a CEO, I recognized that the only way to lead the company is to do the work required to move the organization forward. Is that inspiring for you? I hope that it did, because truly, my cause is to empower women and not be afraid to dip their toes into entrepreneurship. Now, let's talk about the qualities that define a visionary leader. One key trait is the ability to inspire and motivate. How do you inspire your team to align with your vision, especially in an industry as creative and dynamic as beauty? Before we delve into the qualities of a visionary leader, let us first define what visionary leadership is. For me, it is like charting a course for your business into the future. It's not just about tomorrow, but the days and years ahead. Standout visionary leader paints a vivid picture of what's coming, sharing this vision with your team to create a spirit of collaboration and teamwork. Let's now break down the 5 essential qualities I believe a visionary leader should embody and why they're crucial. First, a visionary leader is a forward thinker. Imagine you're standing on a mountaintop, seeing not just the terrain around you, but the landscapes miles away. A forward-thinking leader has this panoramic view of the future. They anticipate trends, foresee challenges, and prepare the team for the journey ahead. It's about being proactive rather than reactive. Second, he or she is plan-oriented. Think of a visionary leader as a strategic architect. They don't just dream, they have a blueprint for turning those dreams into reality. Being plan-oriented means having a roadmap, setting goals, and breaking them down into actionable steps. Plans provide direction, and a visionary leader ensures everyone is on the same route. Thirdly, and I think this is very important, one who is effective at communication. Communication is the bridge between vision and reality. Do you agree? An effective visionary leader is a great storyteller, translating complex visions into understandable narratives. They foster an environment where everyone understands their role in the bigger picture. It's not just about talking. It's about connecting and inspiring. And this is the reason why I joined the bandwagon of podcasting, to tell stories and inspire. Communication is one of the biggest success factors in any relationship with employees, team members, co-workers, customers, friends, and even people that we do not know. There is power in communication. How are you using yours? So if you want to know how to use communication in every aspect of your life, and not only in business, you can listen to one of my past episodes titled Communication is Power. I'll provide the link in the show notes for your easy access. And now to the fourth quality of a visionary leader, an optimistic. Envision a ship sailing through stormy seas. An optimistic leader is a lighthouse guiding the way, reminding the crew that calmer waters lie ahead. Positivity is contagious, and in the face of challenges, an optimistic leader instills confidence. They believe in the team's ability to overcome obstacles and reach new horizons. Lastly, a true creative, especially in the beauty industry where beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. It is what you see. It's the aesthetics. All right, let's see here. Picture a canvas waiting for an artist's touch. A visionary leader brings creativity into problem solving and innovation. They encourage thinking outside the box, embracing change, and exploring uncharted territories. Creativity is the spark that ignites fresh ideas, keeping the business ahead of the curve. In essence, visionary leadership is about looking beyond the horizon, planning the route, communicating the vision effectively, maintaining a positive outlook, and infusing creativity into the journey. It's not just a style, it's a mindset that propels a team toward a shared and successful future. In the ever-evolving beauty industry, how can an entrepreneur stay ahead of trends while remaining true to your vision? The beauty world is always on the move with new trends, formulas, and tech taking center stage. And guess what? You're a big part of that transformation. It's not just about what's hot, it's about what you, as a beauty lover, expect. When you get savvy about how products affect your skin and well-being, your expectations shoot up. You want more and you deserve better. Now as a leader for a company, this 2024, I'm steering the ship toward products that don't just make you look good, but make you feel fantastic inside out. We're jumping on the wellness train, promoting stuff that not only gives you a glow up, but also boosts your overall health. Brands are turning into beauty tech wizards. Imagine having your own on-demand skin expert, helping you pick the perfect color, the right moisture level, and the coverage you crave. It's like having a beauty buddy who knows exactly what your skin needs. But hey, it's not just about looking good. It's about doing good for the planet too. Sustainability is our jam. We're pulling back the curtain on our products, showing you the nitty-gritty of our eco-friendly game. Is the packaging biodegradable? What's the deal with those layers of paper and plastics? We're laying it all out because, let's face it, caring for the environment isn't just a trend. It's the real deal. As I close, I want to impart to you this reality. Trends change, but opting for change can also trend. The future of the beauty industry is never certain, but our practices today will define the path for what's to come. Thank you very much for joining me today for this episode. See you soon on another refreshing episode. It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, We're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.